I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's a Monday afternoon where we don't have to think about the Saints losing because they didn't play yesterday. You've heard Deuce McAllister talk about the Saints players really have to digging deep down inside and asking themselves the question about why this is happening. He says it's really up to the players. And you know, we have talked about the missed tackles and the not catching the ball when it hits you in the numbers. We've talked about all of that and not tackling. And Deuce is right. You know, the Saints have to ask themselves, the players have to ask themselves that question. I mean, are they really in it? And, you know, sometimes I look at college football, and I watched a lot of it over the weekend because there were some great games on. And I see these college players. They're not paid big bucks. Those guys tackle. They grab around the legs, and it seems like they do a better job of tackling than players in the NFL. It seems like sometimes when players get paid a lot of money, well, they want to make sure that they don't feel any pain. And look, I understand that as a human being. I don't like any pain, but you got to tackle. Anyway, we'll talk a little bit about that. And, of course, the Saints are traveling to L.A. to take on the Clippers, not the Clippers, to take on the Chargers next week. But, man, how about those Tigers? LSU, I kind of had a feeling LSU was not going to keep it close against Arkansas, and they didn't. But there wasn't much that happened ahead of them in the polls, so LSU remains at number 8 in the AP poll. And we'll talk a little bit about that this afternoon as well. The game between Georgia and Texas, and Georgia won. So Oregon is now the number 1 team in the country. And Texas has dropped down from number 1 to, I think, number 5. We're going to go over that later in the hour. But that was a great game. But, you know, once again, I point out, targeting. Two Georgia players were removed from the game, ejected from the game because of targeting. What part of it don't they understand? What part of leading with your helmet do these players not understand? Are they all dense? Are these players, are they stupid? Do they just not understand? You're not supposed to do this. It happens in the NFL still. It happens in college football. But there's no getting around that it's a penalty. There's no getting around that, you know, you really could hurt somebody and ruin their career or really ruin their life. But yet they still do it. So I think it begs to ask the question, are these players just stupid? Are they dense? Have they been hit in the head so many times by other players that maybe they just don't get it? But I don't understand that, lowering the head. You know, every single time it's going to get them in trouble. And there were two players in that game that they were ejected from the game. Saturday Night Live was kind of funny, especially some moments in Weekend Update. I'll share some of that with you a little bit later. And they did a really funny bit on a shopping channel where they were they were having a visit with the cookie guy. And he had these cookies. And they were being promoted as a zombie eye. But it wasn't exactly a zombie eye. I'll tell you about that a little bit later. Bill Hemmer from Fox News challenged J.D. Vance over Trump calling Democrats the enemy within. So we'll talk about that. Olivia Dunn, the LSU gymnast who is preparing for her final season, has shared with us pictures of her in a bikini. She was in Jupiter, Florida with her boyfriend, Paul Skeens, who is now in the offseason from the Pittsburgh Pirates. LSU star pitcher went to the Pirates and had really an outstanding year as a rookie pitcher. They chartered a plane and they went to Florida, and it appears as if he carried her off the plane. She's right there near the plane, and he's carrying her like he's carrying her over the threshold, and all of that was captured and posted. There was one mistake made in the story, though. It says there's a snap shows Skeens appearing to carry her off their jet. Well, to be specific, it wasn't a jet. It was a King Air. It was a twin prop plane. Really nice plane, but it was a twin prop. It wasn't a jet. In fact, when I saw that they flew in a King Air, I wondered, Why didn't they get a jet? I mean, between the two of them, they'd have enough money to charter a jet, but they chartered a King Air. Trump sincerely wished Kamala Harris happy birthday. She celebrated her 60th birthday over the weekend. He got boos from the audience when he did that. So what about Donald Trump at the McDonald's drive-thru? We're going to set the record straight on this because it really was a publicity stunt. It was a photo op, which they all do. I think it was brilliant. Even though it was totally staged, it was totally set up. The McDonald's wasn't even open. Donald Trump only interacted with a few pre-selected cars from Trump supporters that were going to go through. So it was totally choreographed. But it was brilliant. And I've talked about this when I have reminded you about what the Reagan administration learned. The Reagan administration learned that it didn't matter what was being said. What mattered most is how Reagan looked and the surroundings that he was in. For example, if Reagan was seen before, like in the background, if he was seen in front of John Deere tractors, and they wanted to get across this idea that Reagan cares about farmers and cares about American manufacturing, they learned during the Reagan administration that it didn't matter what the commentators were saying. If they showed Reagan in front of those tractors, it served its purpose. And so the same thing is true of Donald Trump here. It just appearing in that window with the McDonald's apron on, looking like he's taking orders and making fries, I think it served a purpose. And there's a big controversy about whether or not Kamala Harris ever worked at McDonald's. We'll get into that this afternoon as well. And the Drudge Report mocked Donald Trump severely because of that. And we'll tell you about that. So is the whole thing, and this was the title of an article, is the whole thing ironic or is it ridiculous? I mean, I think it was effective. Fox News' Howard Kurtz delivered a number of fact checks during his interview with Donald Trump. So I guess they want to get that right. As you know, Taylor Swift is coming to town this weekend. Shows Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in the Caesars Superdome. And Taylor Swift is also, she just performed in Miami. She's also working on her theme, I Will Vote. It's an I Will Vote campaign. And she's targeting young voters in battleground states to get out and vote. And she's endorsing Kamala Harris. So does this bother you if you're a conservative, if you're a Trump supporter, does it bother you that youth voters, young voters may get out and vote? Because traditionally, collectively, Republicans don't want younger voters to vote because they tend to lean to the left. They tend to vote for liberals. In fact, many Republicans today who are part of the baby boomer establishment, many of them may have been liberal Democrats when they were growing up, or maybe even before they were too young to vote. They might have been part of the liberal mentality of the anti-establishment generation. So who are they today? Now, it's a whole different story. But a lot of people don't want younger voters to get out there and vote because that might hurt Donald Trump's chances. But I think it's sad when you discourage people from voting. And I want everybody to vote. I want young people to vote. I think if young people got out there and voted, I think it would change politicians, because politicians tend to listen to the older voters because they vote in bigger numbers. They're more reliable voters. If young people voted, especially millennials, because millennials make up the largest segment of the population now, if millennials voted in mass numbers, I guarantee you politicians would change their attitudes and they would start paying attention to millennial issues. So if you're a millennial, if you don't vote, I mean, even in the red state of Louisiana, you know, there's going to be, after the election, there's going to be a breakdown of who voted. And it's important for you to vote to send a message to the politicians that they can't just pander to the establishment. They can't just pander to the older generation. They've got to pay attention to younger voters. So I think it's great what Taylor Swift is doing. And I think if your candidate is not appealing to younger voters, then that's the problem. Then you need to find a candidate that can appeal to younger voters as well as older voters as well. If you want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about on the show this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, too, as well. How are you?
I'm good. You know, a lot of people have wondered why I'm doing the show from my studio apartment. It's a studio in my apartment. It's not a studio apartment. It's a very lavish two-bedroom, two-bath apartment. It's not that lavish. It's a really nice apartment in West End. And a lot of people have wondered why I'm doing the show from my studio in my apartment at West End. Why I was not there in person at the People's Choice, the People's Health remote. And Ian was there in my place. And why I have barely been in public recently, and people have wondered. So I posted, I thought you deserved an explanation. So I posted an explanation on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. It is there now. It is an explanation of why I have not been in public. I've been going through a process. And the picture, the explanation explains it all. And if you haven't joined us yet, please hook up with us and become part of Scoot on the Air Facebook. Soon we're going to be very active on Scoot on the Air Instagram, and I got to catch up on my messages. So if you've sent me a message, be patient. I promise I will get back to all of you. And haven't gotten to you yet, I will get to you. But yeah, the full explanation is on Scoot on the Air Facebook. All right, Ian, let's do some early text messages before the first break.
Here's the text message. It says, hey, Scoot, Jameis Winston will be the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. Bruh, whoa.
Wow, wouldn't it be interesting if he came out and just kicked ass? Like Steve Spagnuolo, like, you know, Spags is killing it with the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, the 49ers couldn't do anything against the Chiefs yesterday. And what happened to Brock Purdy? This guy was so awesome. And he, I know there's some injuries, but man, he missed some just wide open receivers. And he is not the quarterback that he used to be. You know, and sometimes these young quarterbacks come out and they don't think, they just play. And then they do so well that they come back the next season and they try really hard to do as well as they did last season. So they start thinking. And it's in that process of thinking that causes them to blow it. So it's a lesson for all of us.
Here's a text that says, I'm voting for Kanye West if he's on the ballot again. Remember in 2016 it said, representing the birthday party, Kanye West.
For the people who are disgusted, and a lot of people are disgusted, a lot of people who are voting for Trump are disgusted. They don't want to, but they don't feel like they have a choice. A lot of people voting for Kamala are disgusted, but they don't feel like they have a choice. So, yeah, that might be an option for some people. If he's on the ballot, I don't think he is.
No, he's not. Here's a text that says, we got a lot of reaction to the McDonald's photo op. Here's one that says, that was ridiculously stupid. What an effing clown. Another text message says, Scoos, please don't stoop to the level of having to explain to people that Donald Trump doesn't really work at a McDonald's, for crying out loud. Another one says, McDonald's new slogan is, we're now serving lies with our fries. And I'll leave you with this one. I'll leave you with this one. This text simply asks, was the ice cream machine working when he was there?
I don't know. But if it was, I bet Joe Biden would have been there because Joe Biden likes ice cream. So do I, actually. All right. If you've got a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers is open. The Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. And how about those Tigers? You know, it seems like the last couple of years, they quite often keep it close with Arkansas. They did not keep it close this time. LSU went to Arkansas, ran away with it, and they won the boot trophy. LSU, though, again, I was hoping that if they won big, they'd go up in the polls, but there wasn't enough activity with teams close to them on top for them to move up. So they remain number 8. But Texas sure dropped down from number 1 to, I think, number 5, and Oregon is the new number 1 team in the country. I'm Scoot on the Air. Hey, congratulations to Tulane. They had a hard time beating Rice. I thought they were going to beat up on Rice, but it was the defense that really won the game for the Greenies. But, hey, they won. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. Many of you went to Crew of Boo over the weekend. What a spectacular Saturday evening it was for that. Yeah, it's the Halloween season. And it's amazing over the years how Halloween has become an adult holiday. I mean, it didn't used to be. It used to just be for kids. I mean, when I was growing up, it was just for kids. It was just trick-or-treating, and it was Halloween night. It's almost like people look for a reason to dress up. And, you know, it's said that dressing up in a costume is not something that really hides your true personality. It's the costume that sometimes exposes your true personality. And people love getting dressed up and escaping who they are. So I understand that. But a lot of people get dressed up for the crew of Boo. And I'm not talking about the people in the parade. I'm talking about the people who just go there. And you're starting to see everywhere. I mean, like I ate at Mina's restaurant down in the quarter. Iberville and the Charters over the weekend. Hadn't been there in a while, but I ate at Mina's. And, you know, a couple of the waitresses were kind of dressed up. And the whole place was dressed up in Halloween decor. So you're seeing this everywhere. But, you know, I think it was within the last maybe 20 years, Halloween really developed into an adult holiday. And it was the sexy witches and sexy nurses, and a lot of sensuality went into some of the costumes. And, you know, sensual witches and things like that became really popular. So it's quite a holiday. Now Halloween is not this week, but it's next week. But this coming weekend, I guarantee you, the quarter Frenchmen all going to be packed with people who were celebrating, and that's going to be the big celebration this coming weekend, because not everybody can get out on a school night, if you will. So a lot of stuff's going to go on this weekend. I'm Scoot on the air. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So early voting in Louisiana is showing that 103,000 Democrats, 103,000 plus Democrats voted, and 113,000 plus Republicans voted. I'm kind of surprised because, you know, Donald Trump has been on this, you know, campaign for a long time. Don't vote early. But I think Republicans realize that, you know, you got to vote early. And I think word is out there that regardless of what Trump says about early voting is important. Because a lot of people wait till the last minute and something comes up and they can't vote. So right now you've got all this time to vote early. And I remind you again that this coming Saturday, and on Election Day, RTA is removing all fares. All fares for all buses, for the streetcars, and for the ferry. Now, it's all designed to help people have transportation to go vote. But you don't have to prove that you're going to vote to use the RTA transportation free. And this weekend is expected to be beautiful, and it's a great sightseeing venture to go across the river. I mean, it's cool. I mean, I've done it for the sheer purpose of just riding over there and coming back. And next Saturday, it's going to be free. So, you know, I mean, it might be a little more crowded than usual because of that, but take that into consideration. And it's a fun thing to do with the kids. It's especially cool if a big cargo ship is going by when you're on the river and the ferry. I mean, because the ferry is just dwarfed by the cargo ships. Look, there's nothing dangerous about it or anything like that. It's just really, really fascinating to see that. All right, let's go to Ian with some of your early text messages.
Here's a text that says, here's a question. Where has Robert F. Kennedy Jr. disappeared to? I haven't seen hide nor hair of him since right after he endorsed that thing with the orange fur on its head.
Yeah, I think he's having another whale bake of some kind.
I saw, like a whale washed up on the beach in New Jersey, and someone's like, oh, you know, this whale hates to see RFK Jr. coming. Here's a text from Mike who says, Scoot, don't you think it's more important for people who are informed on the issues to vote rather than just getting more people to vote? If young people who don't know anything about the issues vote, or even old people for that matter, isn't that counterproductive?
Well, I agree, but I think a lot of young people who vote are very engaged. And there are no statistics that younger voters are less understanding of the issues than older people. And a lot of older people, I think a younger person who is in touch with the issues I think that person is as good a voter, maybe a better voter, than somebody who's been brainwashed by a candidate, than the voters that have closed minds. And a lot of voters have very closed minds. They don't even consider anything else. They only think one way. Those are the voters that concern me, because they are the victims of brainwashing. They're not thinking beyond what they've been brainwashed to believe. So I'll take a younger voter over that any day.
Here's a text that says, Scoot, I love the idea of folks challenging our younger voters to vote. I do not have a problem with them endorsing, but I do have an issue when they are performing, and I paid money to see their performance, and they lecture about who to vote for. The only musician I took political advice from was Charlie Daniels. Little Charlie Daniels band would not hurt anyone. The Ride 88 was good.
Well, okay, but what's the difference between Charlie Daniels supporting a Republican or another candidate, or another artist supporting a Democrat? I mean, in theory, it's the same thing. So if you support one, why wouldn't you support the rights of the other? And that's the way people are. It's like, well, I mean, if they're supporting somebody I believe in, it's okay if the artist goes on and on and on about the candidate. But if it's not somebody I support, I don't want to hear it. So, you know, therein lies the hypocrisy. But the youth registration is behind 2020. And so Democrats are getting with Taylor Swift and launching this plan, I Will Vote, and trying to get young people to register to vote. And, you know, because politics is so contentious today, it's actually chasing people away. And I don't think just young people. I think a lot of people are just so disgusted with the process that they don't even want to participate. And that says a lot about American politics today, and it's sad.
James on the North Shore is listening today. He says, I'm registered a Republican, but I voted for Harris. Keep that in mind. And how many Democrats voted for Trump? It's Louisiana.
Yeah, in Louisiana, there are a lot of registered Democrats who are going to vote for Trump, because a lot of people haven't changed their registration. But, you know, that was a common thing in the past, and it's... For a while, it's been a common thing. I mean, it's been a red state for a long time, but a lot of people don't change their registration. So, yeah, you know, I get that. I respect the voters who ignore their registration. They ignore their party affiliation and vote for the candidate that they think is best.
Here's a text that says, I'm a Republican. I just voted at the Yenny building in Metairie. There was no line.
Cool.
Good for you. That was not the case on Friday. A lot of people texted us on Friday to say that they went to go early vote and they were there for a little while. I got to update RF Kennedy Jr. Here's a text that says Kennedy and his wife were at that Catholic charity function in New York and they looked lovey-dovey, unlike what's been said. Yeah, because all this stuff, he got all this sex pestery allegations now. And it was, you know, he's going out with Olivia Nuzzi, the girl from the New York magazine, and then other women came forward and said that they'd had some sort of untoward sexual attractions or sexting with RFK Jr., but his wife seems to be sticking through it.
Well, you know, a lot of women, you know, as Tammy Wynette said years ago, stand by their man. Hillary Clinton stood by Bill in the face of just obvious embarrassment.
Melania stood by Donald.
And Melania stood by Donald. And I have to be honest, and I know a lot of people will not be happy with this, but I don't respect women who do that. I don't respect women that allow men to do that to them. And Hillary Clinton was such a strong feminist. I don't know about Melania, but Hillary was such a strong feminist that for a feminist to put up with that, let me believe that Hillary Clinton was in it for the ride. She was in it. Their marriage was a marriage of convenience. For a long time, it didn't seem like they were into each other. And their marriage was a marriage for convenience, that she was better with Bill around and Bill was better with her around. So, you know, they stuck around together. I hope they're better now. But for a feminist to put up with that, I thought that just, you know, really set feminism back, 50 years.
Hmm. Interesting. I wonder what a feminist would think about that. We had one. Here's one that says, what do you think happens if Trump loses? Will he concede?
No. No, dude. No, both sides already have plans to contest the election, and I don't think we're going to find out the day after the election. We'll have a lot to talk about on that Wednesday afternoon. So, I mean, plan to tune in. I mean, how are we going to handle it? Who's going to win, and how are we going to handle it on this show? Tune in November the 6th, the day after Wednesday, November the 6th. Tune into our show 1 to 4, and we'll let you know how we... I mean, I don't know what I plan to say or how I plan to handle that because I don't know who's going to win. But we'll figure that out at the time, and we will handle it. You know, we get a lot of criticism on this show, but the majority of our audience is not critical of our show, or we wouldn't be as successful as we are. But it's okay for people to disagree with us. And as I've said many times, we are an alternative to the conservative shows that dominate across this country, dominate talk radio. They're all saying essentially the same things. We're not, so we're an alternative. Instead of trying to do what they do and do it better than them, we're doing something completely different. But it's my honest opinion anyway, and I only know how to be honest, so even if people disagree, I'm going to be honest because it's not my job to make everybody happy, and anybody that tries to make everybody happy is really going to make nobody happy. A woman stopped me. I was in line at Walgreens in Lakeview, and a woman stopped me over the weekend, and she just came over and she just tapped my arm and she said, "Thank you for what you do. Keep doing what you're doing." And I hear that a lot. I heard that at the Saints game the other night, that Thursday night. I heard that from people. Please do not worry. We will keep doing what we're doing. And we will do it the best way we know how to do it. So, you know, I appreciate that you appreciate it. Do not worry. We're not changing. We're going to keep doing what we're doing. All right. Leave it to Donald Trump to bring up the size of golfing great Arnold Palmer's wiener. Why? There are people who think Donald Trump's kind of losing it. That all this campaign is kind of getting to him. You know, he's not a spring chicken. He seems to have a lot of energy. But the dancing thing, just stopping the question and answer at a rally and dancing, kind of moving around and dancing a little bit. They had fun with that on Saturday Night Live. But they also made fun of Kamala Harris, too. So, you know, why even bring that up? So what's the truth behind all of this? And Donald Trump makes it seem like he and Arnold Palmer were friends. We'll set the record straight on that when we come back. All right, on this beautiful Monday afternoon, if you want to join us with a comment, we're 15 days away from Election Day. The Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air, and we're coming back on WWL. It is the season of the witch. I'm Scoot on the air. Hope you enjoyed Crew of Boo over the weekend, and I hope you're psyching yourself for this coming weekend and also Halloween night. I'm Scoot on the air. It's a beautiful Monday. We are not suffering with a Saints loss because the Saints didn't play yesterday. LSU and Tulane both won over the weekend, which is cool. Now, I posted a new picture of myself on my Facebook page, Scoot on the Air. And a number of people have wanted to know why I have barely been seen in public over the last month and why I'm doing my show from my studio in my apartment at West End and why I just haven't been out in public recently. I've gone through some changes, and I explain this and post a picture that reveals the changes that I've gone through. It's on Scoot on the Air Facebook. Here's a comment from Cindy. You need more orange. Comment from Eric. Hope you can control the border again like you did the first time. Joel says, looking way better now. Randy says, I think I'd vote for you for president for sure. Dawn says, ha, ha, ha. This is great. Momika says, you look good, better. Oscar says, I love it. Brian says, this costume attempt doesn't count unless you flip the switch for the angry orange man who is the Antichrist to corrupt radical chokehold, those elites think that they have the good American people, I guess, on their side. Another comment, not enough orange. No, look, this is my new change. This is why, you know, I went through some things and I just couldn't come out in public until it was all finished, but it's posted there. Love for you to become part of a Scoot on the Air Facebook. It's really sad that this barely got any headlines, but three people are dead and 8 are injured from a homecoming school shooting. It was a homecoming football game at a school in Mississippi, about 60 miles from Jackson. And it happened at 12:30 Saturday. So very early Saturday morning, late Friday night, this happened. An argument between two men got out of control, and they began shooting into a crowd. There were about 300 young people there. Two 19-year-olds are dead, and a 25-year-old is dead. And this idea that people can't get into an argument without pulling out a damn gun is something that communities and society needs to work on. You better stop this. You better change the ways of young people. You better do it. The government can't do it. The police can't do it. You have to do it. That's your responsibility. If you're raising kids, you have to teach your kids to deal with conflict, to deal with arguments. And apparently the shooter or shooters, I don't know if they're sure whether it was one or two, apparently used a gun that was outfitted with a switch, which is a modification that turns a semi-automatic pistol into a selective fire machine pistol. So again, it barely made headlines. Three dead. Two 19-year-olds and a 25-year-old dead. Why? Because people got into a damn argument at a football game? You know, the arguments that took place at East Jefferson, you know, allegedly, I never saw one, but they allegedly involved switchblades. I don't know if anybody ever got stabbed. If anybody knows about that, you know, let me know, but I was never around it. But this is so typical, and it really is sad. All right. Donald Trump must be infatuated with male genitalia. Why mention it? Why does this come up? He now talks about, he saw Arnold Palmer changing clothes at a country club, and he saw Arnold Palmer's ding-a-ling, and he said it was big. He had a big, manly ding-a-ling. Those were not Trump's exact words, but he seems to be fascinated with men's ding-a-lings. Arnold Palmer's daughter, Peg Palmer, says Donald Trump's reference to her father's ding-a-ling was perhaps not the best way to honor the golfing legend.
There's nothing much to say. I'm not really upset. I think it was a poor choice of approaches to remembering my father, but you know, what are you gonna do?
I mean, I'm sure there was a time when she saw her dad naked. You know, you're a young kid. I guess you don't have any reference points, but, you know, you get to be older and she gets to be older and she's, you know, more experienced. I guess you can look back on, dad was quite a dad. All right. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Okunar Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. It's 504-260-1870. Apparently, Diddy was obsessed with young Prince William and Prince Harry. Now, this goes back to when Prince William still had hair. So they weren't like kids. They weren't necessarily like underage kids, but they were younger. The royals are now revealing that Prince William and Prince Harry never accepted invites to his parties, but they were invited to his, freak outs, whatever they were. They were apparently invited to Diddy's parties. And I guess he wanted to see the royals naked. Because, like, Sean Diddy Combs was into seeing men naked. He was into seeing, you know, younger men naked. And still in prison, they wouldn't offer him bond. And I'm glad he's still in prison. You know, let him prove his innocence in court. But, boy, there's enough information here that it's just, it's shocking. And this information, this investigation is going on for a long time. But It's scary to see how some people use their wealth and use their fame. And I always thought he looked like a really good guy. I mean, I didn't know anything about him. But I thought Sean Diddy Combs was just a good guy, successful guy, just like did his thing, one of the hip-hop artists, one of those artists who was really in a world, in a sea of corruption and violence, that he was one of the good guys. So, you know, I'm personally, you know, disappointed that he turns out to be such a sleazebag. But apparently he was interested in the Royals, and they were invited to more than 10 of his famous parties. But they never went. Good thing. Now, I wonder if he would have invited Prince Andrew, if he would have gone. All right, if you want to join us for the comment this afternoon, the Okunar Jewelers talking text line 504-260-1870. You know, we talk about coaching and we talk about the Saints. What about Andy Reid, the coach of the Kansas City Chiefs? Did you watch the Chiefs 49ers game yesterday? I mean, the Chiefs just find ways to win. And Andy Reid has been in the business a long time. He's gotten older, but he just continues to be fresh and new and good and applies himself and has never lost his desire to win. And he's just kicking ass. I mean, the Kansas City Chiefs are going for their third consecutive Super Bowl. And there was a great interview yesterday between Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. And if you were watching NFL pregame coverage, I hope you had a chance to see that. But yeah, the Kansas City Chiefs are awesome. And what about the Detroit Lions beating the previously undefeated Minnesota Vikings? Lions are for real, too. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. Well, Blind Melon singer Shannon Hoon is, he's still sleeping. He's dead. It was on this day on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, 1995. Blind Melon lead singer Shannon Hoon died from, I believe it was a cocaine overdose, at the age of 28. And he missed it by 1 year, being part of Club 27. But Shannon Hoon died of a cocaine overdose in the tour bus right here in New Orleans. In fact, some of you listening may have been planning to go to that Blind Melon concert, which didn't happen. Shannon Hoon died in the tour bus, coke overdose. I mean, even at the age of 28, I mean, coke can kill you. All right, we have a lot to talk about, a lot from the campaign trail coming up next. I'm Scoot on the Air. It's a beautiful Monday afternoon, and this is WWL.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I know it's Monday, and we tend to be down on Mondays, but you know, on this show we try to promote a really positive attitude on Monday, because look, especially on a day like today, the Saints didn't lose, so we're not down over a Saints loss because they didn't play. It's a day of living. It's a beautiful day. And if we don't have another Monday, we can get to another Friday or another weekend. So this is just a step toward another weekend. Look at it that way. I'm Scoot on the Air. Really glad you are with us. I have posted a picture of... I really kind of went through a makeover over the last month or so, which is why I have rarely been in any public settings. And you can just see the picture on Scoot on the Air Facebook, and a lot of good comments there. Also, still continuing comments, and this happened on Fox News over the weekend with Bill Hemmer trying to nail down J.D. Vance on why Trump includes Democrats when he talks about the enemy within. And I posted a blog about this. It's still posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. And you can check that out and comment on it and comment on some of the comments. I'll share some of those comments with you this hour. So New Orleans is getting ready for Taylor Swift. It is going to be crazy. Swifties are going to be here. In fact, a lot of people who are here don't even have tickets. But they're just still like to be in the city where she is. I wonder where she's staying. Yeah, you know, I know where a lot of the celebrities stay. I don't know if she's staying there, but I'm not going to mention it, because that should be a private thing. And I wouldn't want a bunch of people to descend on this particular hotel, but it's the hotel where Mick Jagger insists on staying. In fact, I'll tell you, this particular hotel is so popular with celebrities and artists, especially the big rockers that come here, that Lionel Richie was appearing at, I think it was Endymion Extravaganza a couple of years ago. And Lionel Richie could not get a room in this particular hotel. And he decided to stay in Houston and take a private jet here to perform. And then he would fly back to Houston after the performance. So that's how much some celebrities think about this hotel. So I would assume she's staying there. But again, I don't want to mention it. But it's going to be crazy here. I'm sure there's going to be vendors on the street. and you're going to be able to buy all that health food, all that healthy food for you out on the street, and I'm sure you'll be able to buy like a lot of Taylor Swift paraphernalia and stuff. So, look, it's an exciting time. She was in Miami this past weekend and taking a couple of days off, and then she'll be here. And I guess soon, I'm doing the show from my apartment studio here at West End. So I didn't I usually drive when I come from West End. I get off the interstate and I drive between the Dome and the Smoothie King Center. And I usually see when the trucks arrive for Monday Night Football or Thursday Night Football or for a big show. I don't know if the trucks have started to arrive yet, but anyway, I'll be checking on that. I'll be back at the station very, very soon. So LSU won over the weekend. That was a great victory for the Tigers. It wasn't close. Often with Arkansas, it's close. LSU really put it to them. And look, I have to admit, I was after the opening loss, I was wondering about Brian Kelly as LSU's head coach. I wasn't totally denouncing him, but I was wondering about Brian. I had thoughts and questions about Brian Kelly. Man, he turned that around after that opening loss. And LSU is having a really good season, ranked number 8. And again, the team's right ahead of them. There wasn't a lot of action there, so they really couldn't move up. If Miami had lost, well, then that would have been an opportunity for LSU to move up. But LSU remains number 8 on the Associated Press top 25 college football poll. Oregon is number 1, replacing Texas, which dropped down to number 5. Georgia, after beating Texas, is up to number 2. Penn State is number 3. Ohio State, number 4, Texas, 5, Miami, 6, Tennessee, 7, which beat up on Alabama. That was a good game, too. I watched a lot of college football over the weekend. LSU, number 8, Clemson, number 9, Iowa State, number 10, BYU, number 11. They're undefeated at 7-0. And, a lot of people don't know this about BYU. It's Brigham Young University. It's a Mormon university. And the Brigham Young football players are generally at least 2 years older on average than any other players at any other schools that they play. And they're 2 years older because these Mormons, they take 2 years out of their life when they're, mid-teens, I believe. They take 2 years off to do missionary work. And so they start college 2 years later. So these guys who play for BYU, they're generally 2 years older than the guys on the teams that they're playing. Notre Dame, number 12, Indiana, 13, Texas A&M, 14, LSU's heading to Texas A&M, or heading to play Texas A&M, Alabama, number 15, 5-2. Do you think Nick Saban is kind of happy? I mean, deep down inside, look, publicly, Nick Saban's going to say, man, I'm sorry to see this, and I'm for the Crimson Tide. I'm an Alabama fan. I want them to do well. But don't you think deep down inside, a guy like Nick Saban, when he leaves a team and the team starts to do poorly, don't you think he's kind of happy that, the team is missing him, that the team is not doing as well without him? I can't help but think that he's got those feelings deep down inside. Ole Miss is number 18. And again, this is amazing. Now, where's Army here? 21, 20... I'm missing part of this, but Navy is 24. Army's got to be 23 or 22. I don't know why I'm missing this. When this printed out, it didn't print out everything, but really interesting to see Army and Navy in there together. All right, I'm Scoot. We have a lot to get to this afternoon. Look, to say the least, it was an unusual weekend for Donald Trump. But then again, every weekend seems like it's an unusual weekend for Donald Trump. And we got to talk about the McDonald's appearance. It was all staged. Everything about it was staged. Was it worth it? Do you think it was good for Donald Trump to be seen in the window and doing the fries at a McDonald's in Pennsylvania, a battleground state? Do you think that was positive or negative, good or bad? The Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line 504-260-1870. So, a rather unusual weekend, not just the McDonald's thing, but Donald Trump decided to bring up something very interesting about the late golfer Arnold Palmer.
Very special hello to La Trobe. Oh, I love La Trobe. You know why? The home of Arnold Palmer. This is the home of my friend Arnold Palmer. And he loved La Trobe. You know, he turned out to be one of the greatest golfers in the world. He started off very, very poor. He had no money, just had a lot of talent and a lot of muscle. He was a strong guy. That I said, when I come here, I'm going to tell him the real story of Arnold. But Arnold Palmer was all man. And I say that in all due respect to women, and I love women. But this guy, this is a guy that was all man. This man was strong and tough. And I refuse to say it, but when he took showers with the other pros, they came out of there, they said, oh my God, that's unbelievable. I had to say it.
Why? No, you didn't have to say it. That's the whole point. You didn't have to say that. But you went there. I don't know why. His daughter says that they were not good friends. They were not good friends because his daughter says that Arnold Palmer, her dad, did not like Donald Trump's lack of civility, did not like Donald Trump's demeanor. So Arnold Palmer did not really like Donald Trump. Do golfers shower all together? I mean, I guess they could be in a locker room, and I don't think it's like an open shower. I mean, I would be surprised if it was just like an open shower, not individual stalls. I mean, you could always put a towel on yourself if you wanted to, or you could walk around if you wanted to, you know, if you wanted everybody to, you know. So I don't know, but he, you know, he's fascinated with that. And Donald, we know you love women. We know this, and you love women so much you had to pay a woman. So we understand that. Donald Trump also worked the deep fryer, making fries, and the drive-through window at a McDonald's in Bucks County, just north of Philadelphia.
Lift the handle up to let it drain. Give like 10 seconds. Once it's done draining, we're going to bring it over to the left side, put it into there, salt, and then put it on.
Did they have some? Looks good, huh? These are definitely fresh. The good thing, they're definitely fresh. Hello, everybody.
You can take this, right?
And you know, this is compliments of Trump, okay?
Yes, thank you. Mr. President, Please don't let the United States become Brazil, my native Brazil.
Oh, we'll keep it good.
Please, please.
We're going to make it better than ever, okay?
Now, it was all set up. The McDonald's was closed. The McDonald's, the Trump people pre-screened the cars that came through the line, and they knew that they were Trump supporters. So it was all staged, and the question is, was this good or bad? I think it was smart, because voters are not that bright, and they will not necessarily pay attention to the commentary, but they'll see Donald Trump like doing an average minimum wage job, and that is that's going to be positive for Donald Trump's people. Again, I think it more feeds his base than it does attract voters who might not vote for him or who are still undecided, but. Overall, I think it was a good stunt. I mean, he's a clown. It was all phony. But, you know, again, considering the mentality of the average American voter, I think it was probably a positive thing for him. Elon Musk is putting up $1 million. He's offering voters $100 each to sign a petition backing the Constitution. Now, that might sound good, but is it legal? On NBC's Meet the Press, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro thinks it may not be legal.
I think there are real questions with how he is spending money in this race, how the dark money is flowing, not just into Pennsylvania, but apparently now into the pockets of Pennsylvanians. That is deeply concerning.
Now, one legal expert says that it is clearly illegal, but there's a big question about this right now. It may or may not be illegal, but Elon Musk is specifically asking registered Pennsylvania voters to sign a pro-Trump petition. And in other words, you have to sign the petition. It's a petition backing the Constitution, but I believe you also have to vow that you're voting for Donald Trump. Now, I don't know how they check up on this, so I guess you could take the $100 and vote for Kamala Harris if you really wanted to, because they don't really know how you voted, do they? Also on Meet the Press, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham a Trump sycophant, says he's confident Donald Trump is going to win the election.
Vice President Harris has asked, what would you do different? She says nothing comes to mind. The American people are not going to tolerate four more years of affordability crisis, a world on fire, a broken border, energy dependence. Trump's going to win because they have failed the American people.
And Shapiro says Republicans are living in a fantasy world if they think Trump's time in office the first time was really that great.
They don't remember what it was like. Under Donald Trump, you had more chaos, you had less jobs, and you had a whole lot less freedom. I don't think we want to go back to a time of chaos. I want a stable, strong leader, and that's Kamala Harris.
On the campaign trail today, Kamala Harris is seeking to win over swing state Republicans, while Donald Trump is visiting the storm-bruised North Carolina.
With 2 weeks to go in the presidential race a dead heat, today the Democratic nominee campaigns in three suburban Midwest counties that went for Nikki Haley before Haley dropped out of the GOP presidential race.
What kind of country do we want to live in?
The Kamala Harris events in Chester County, Pennsylvania, Oakland County, Michigan, and Waukesha County, Wisconsin are billed as conversations with Republican Liz Cheney. Just a few swing votes in these regions could be crucial. Wisconsin was decided for Biden by just 20,000 votes in the last election. Meanwhile, the presidential race in North Carolina is playing out in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene.
They are doing the worst job on a hurricane than any administration has ever done.
Many volunteers have been displaced and affected counties have had to change early voting sites. Donald Trump visits the disaster zone near Asheville today and holds a rally in Greenville before appearing with religious leaders in Concord. North Carolina has a history of split ticket voting. Trump won the state in 2020 by a margin of less than 75,000 votes. I'm Jennifer King.
And Liz Cheney says she's campaigning with Kamala Harris. She says Kamala Harris, she wants her to win the presidential election for the future of the children of America and for every American.
I looked across the table at my young sons and I thought to myself, you know, in the aftermath of the attack on the Capitol, are they going to grow up in a country where we don't have to worry about the peaceful transfer of power? Are they going to grow up in a country where that is guaranteed?
Cheney emphasized that it wasn't just January 6th that made her believe Donald Trump could not lead this nation.
We're going to reject the kind of vile vitriol that we've seen from Donald Trump. We're going to reject the misogyny that we've seen from Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. And we have the chance in this race to elect somebody who you know is going to defend the rule of law. You know Vice President Harris is going to defend our Constitution.
Okay, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, and we can also talk about that McDonald's appearance. I know we see through it. I know you see through it. It was staged. But do you think it was good for Trump to do that, or was it stupid? If you want to join us, the Okunard Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. Olivia Dunn, the LSU gymnast whose boyfriend is Paul Skeens, LSU's star pitcher who went to the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's now in the offseason with the Steelers. They chartered a plane and they flew to Jupiter, Florida to just enjoy a romantic getaway. And Olivia Dunn is just such a kind, kind person that she's sharing pictures of her on social media in a bikini. And part of the bikini looks like it's climbing, if you know what I mean. So anyway, they were enjoying this romantic weekend, and her caption on Instagram was, quote, no complaints. And man, she is killing it with money and the NIL thing. She's killing it. She's doing really, really well. So she knows what she's doing, and those bikini pictures are bringing in the bucks. I'm Scoot on the air, and we will be right back on WWL. You know, it seems like something is always wrong, but we got to stay positive through all of this. I'm Scoot on the air. Let's go to Metairie. And Daniel, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Scoot. How are you?
I'm good.
So I'm just trying to figure out this relationship that Trump has with Musk, because Trump says he wants to shred the Constitution. And now we have Elon Musk says he wants to promote the Constitution.
Yeah, I have that problem with that too.
So, which is it?
Well, I don't know. When Trump talks about using the military against Americans who have a different opinion from him, that just shreds the Constitution completely. And there are other things, but you know, Elon Musk wants people to sign this petition supporting the Constitution and agreeing to vote for Trump, and he'll give him $100.
And also, Trump hates electric cars. He wants to drill, baby, drill. But Elon Musk is just the opposite.
Yeah, how ironic is that, too? They're the great ironies. Daniel, I appreciate the call. Yeah. If you've got a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talking text line, 504-260-1870. And, you know, electric cars, you know, that's just another one of those topics that is not political by nature, but it's been turned political. I mean, Americans should have a choice. Nobody's going to force you to buy an electric car. This is not a political topic. If you want to buy an electric car, you should have an electric car. I guarantee you there are electric car owners. There are Tesla owners listening to this show who are conservative Republicans and they're voting for Trump. They don't care. They just like the Tesla. Tesla is a hell of a car. I mean, it's fast as hell. I mean, if you have an image that like an electric car, and I've talked about this before, it's like some kind of slug. Man, you never been in a Tesla. That is fast AF. I mean, it blasts off the line, and it's fast. So, yeah, people want to own an electric car, let them own an electric car. All right, you got a comment. The Oakenheart Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. Gregory's in Metairie. Hey, Gregory, welcome to the show.
Hello, Scoot. Nice to talk to you. I was out of town for like 8 days. I went to San Diego just over 2 weeks ago. So I was over there visiting my daughter and friends. Anyway, before I left, it was a Friday about 2 weeks ago. You got this caller that calls in a lot. And he's like, he mentions my name and he mentions Janice and Jimmy and Gretna like we're some kind of cretins. And he's done it more than 3 times. Oh, no. You think it's funny, huh? I mean, I have every right to call and express my opinion.
You're rather bombastic on the air, and you say things that cause people to react. So he lumped you in that group.
I guess I am, but usually when I call you, I'm talking about things I did that weekend and how great your show is. I mean, I don't see how I'm bad. And Jimmy from Gretna is harmless. Now, I know Janice can get a little kooky, but I still respect her opinion, you know?
Don't be a snowflake.
But the thing is, okay, whatever. Well, when that guy Jeff got off,
don't take it personally.
No, I'm really not, because I still enjoy your show. But I'm saying, I would never mention names, and he did it not once, but like over 3 times, and me specifically, and then Janice, and then Jimmy from Gretna, who's according to me, I mean, I enjoy his information, because sometimes I forget about shows that are coming up, like Southport Hall or on the West Bank, and I really dig his info. But after he got off the air, you extolled him by saying, Jeff, this is the reason why we do this show. This is the reason, because the listeners like you, Gregory and the rest, they're just entertainment. Like, I don't add anything to your program. I was a little insulted, but it's not going to ruin my life or anything like that.
I doubt that I mentioned your name. I probably mentioned the callers.
Caller did, and you extolled them after the call and said, Jeff, you're the reason why we do this show.
That's right.
It was really like, whoa, really? So my opinion, I know sometimes I am bombastic. I mean, because when I know I'm right, I'm right. And whatever. And as far as Donald Trump going to a McDonald's, of course, that was a show. I mean, come on. You know, they had to work that out with Secret Service and everything. Everybody's trying to kill him anyway.
The question is, was it good?
I mean, I would like to just mention some of Tim Walz's and Kamala's gaffes, but you really do. You really, really do. You just don't.
I've admitted that this is an alternative to the shows where you only hear hear Republican rhetoric. That's it. So,
well, Scoot, whether you believe me or not, your show is very important to me. I get a lot of information from you and Ian. It's a very valuable resource for me. We just have different opinions. It doesn't mean I dislike you, but it's stuck in my craw, that guy, and he calls a lot. But why would he mention specific callers by name? I think I've think it's a cheap shot. I think it's a cheap shot. That's all.
Well, I will tell you this. If somebody describes you, if I describe you as an entertaining caller based on what somebody has said, I think you should take that as a compliment. And Gregory, you are an entertaining caller. I do appreciate the call. I appreciate that you listen to the show. Also in Metairie, Carrie, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Did we lose you, Carrie?
Yeah, she hung up on herself.
Sadly, we lost Carrie. All right, Carrie. Sometimes people hit the wrong button on the phone. So, Carrie, if you want to call back, we'll get you right back on. We'll take a break here. We're going to come back with more. Thousands of migrants in southern Mexico have left. They're on their way to the border right now. About 2,000 migrants are on the way from the southern Mexican border. They're on their way to the U.S.-Mexican border. They want to get across before the presidential election. We'll talk about that and more when we come back. If you want to join us, the Okunard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Crew Abu, over the weekend, I'm seeing costumes. You're going to see a lot of costumes coming up this weekend. Halloween is getting close. You know, this song, My Girlfriend is a Witch, this is not necessarily a Halloween song. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we'll be right back on WWL.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the election is 15 days away from today. The NFL is running a really heavy schedule of this promo to get people to vote. It's NFL players. And they're saying, and I want all of you to pay attention to this because this is really profound. These NFL players are saying, hey, listen, you come see us in the rain and in the snow. You come see us. You make a commitment to come see us, but yet you don't come out to vote. So if you're going to come out to see us in the rain and in the snow, and no matter what the conditions are, then vote, because it really is important. And early voting is going on now. I mentioned earlier that in Louisiana, this surprised me a little bit because I thought Democrats would vote in bigger numbers than Republicans in early voting, but that's not the case right now. 103,000 plus Democrats voted up to this point in early voting, and 113,000 plus Republicans have voted in early voting. Let's go to Carrie in Metairie. Carrie, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hi, Stu. I'm sorry. I guess I'll call Phil before. But I try to listen to you every day, and I do get a lot of information from you. I have been really praying and all really hard about this election. Yes, it is very important. I want to make sure I vote for the right person. But I do work in a hospital with babies. Something really, really bothered me, and it bothers a lot of my coworkers, I must tell you, is when Harris said she would give $6,000 to everybody that has a baby. Do you realize how many $6,000? And she said, in case they have to buy a crib or a car seat, well, if you can't afford a crib or a car seat, you shouldn't be having a baby. And I don't mean that ugly, but I see it. We see it on a daily basis. We've seen 13-year-olds having babies. I know this might be hard to understand or believe. It's the truth. So what is she thinking when she tells people that? That was on national TV. I heard it from my own ears. You know,
Carrie,
no,
unfortunately, we have a system. Our government rewards negative behavior. And I agree with you. You should think before you have children. And there's no reason a 13-year-old should have a child. And we know why.
Right.
I mean, like there's like open door sex, a lot of parents don't respect their sex, and their kids copy them, and they have sex, and it's something that is acceptable, and nobody wants to address it because it disproportionately affects a certain member of a certain group in the population, and nobody wants to address it. But it is truly a problem, and it is a problem that contributes to crime in America.
Right. And you know, Scoot, not only that, even if you were 32 years old and you had a baby, then she said, and you could probably go ahead and check this, but you probably heard it already. You know, she said, I would give everybody that has a baby $6,000. and they could spend it on a car. You know what that's going to do? Everybody's going to have a baby just to get $6,000. And in that $6,000, and I'm telling you, we see it.
Well,
we see
okay,
it.
But
that $6,000 is going to make, you know,
right, but
Section 8 housing.
Look, but they're not. She's not going to just hand them $6,000. It's a tax credit. And so, you know,
well,
I mean, ultimately,
saying.
No, well, there it's a tax credit. But she wants to make it sound like that. But okay, so you're right. The verbal rhetoric is not good to make it seem like I'll give you $6,000 if you have a baby, because my God, there are already enough people who have children who shouldn't have children. At least not now.
Right.
I mean, you know, my wife and I waited 9 years before we had my son, and we just kind of wanted to make sure that everything was okay and that we could support a child. But a lot of people don't think that way, and that's certainly not the way a 13-year-old thinks. Carrie, listen, I respect what you and your coworkers do. I understand your concern, and I appreciate you bringing that to our attention. Let's go to Algiers. Dwight, you're on WWL. Oh, Dwight hung up? Okay. You want to do a couple of texts, Ian?
Yes, here's a text message that says, I'm a Republican, but I am moderate in thinking, and I early voted on Friday. I could not in good conscience vote for either one. They both suck. I voted for one of the other candidates that I know will not win. I just could not vote for either of those two.
But I'm really proud of this person for voting, because there's something really healthy about the process of voting. Even if you vote for somebody who you know can't win, you voted. And that is the responsibility of every American citizen. You cannot call yourself a patriotic American if you don't vote. I don't care how right-wing you are, you're not a patriot if you don't vote. And there are going to be some people on the right who call themselves patriots who don't bother voting.
Yeah, you know, I've said this to people when I was on the air or on the text line, and say, well, I don't know who to vote for. I don't like either of these people. And I say, well, then don't agonize about it. If you haven't made up your mind, if you don't have the information you need to choose one of these candidates today, you're not going to get it before Election Day. But you can leave that box blank. You don't have to vote for either of these people. You can still show up and vote for all the down ballot candidates and the amendments and whatever and do your duty. And you just do, if you feel like you're being forced to choose a candidate you really do not want to, it's okay for you to just not do that if that's what you have to do.
Yep. I know, I totally agree. But get out and exercise that right to vote, because it's an important thing that Americans do.
Here's a text that says, the Republican Party's top brass know that they have the most flawed candidate in American history. The two impeachments, the 34 felonies, the sex assault, and they are stuck with him. And their only play has to be convince people that Kamala Harris is equally as flawed as Trump. And unfortunately, it's working.
Yeah, look, I know a lot of people are voting for Trump. They don't like him, but they don't want to vote for Harris. A lot of people are voting for Harris. They don't like her, but they're voting for Trump. What happened to the day when, I know a lot of people on the right love Donald Trump, and a lot of people on the left love Kamala Harris. But there are a lot of people in this country who are voting against a candidate rather than for a candidate. What happened to the days when people just generally loved the candidate, and they voted for the candidate because they like them, not because they're voting against the other candidate?
I'll leave you with this one. You noticed they had Donald Trump working at the fry station. If you want McDonald's, if you were McDonald's, would you trust him with the register? LOL.
somebody said earlier, we serve lies with our fries. Also, the Drudge Report said that Donald Trump was one fry short of a happy meal. All right, if you've got a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. About 2,000 migrants have left the southern border of Mexico, and they're headed for the United States, and they want to try to get here before the election because they're concerned that a new administration, whichever administration, is going to bring an end to the asylum appointments that are made through an online system, CBP-1. So there's a way to go online and make an appointment to seek asylum in America, CBP-1. And they're concerned, and they should be concerned. There is so much pressure to change the border that whether Kamala Harris wins or Donald Trump wins, things at the border are going to change. Still to come, we'll talk about Donald Trump's favorite farm animal and plans that he says Kamala Harris has to get rid of that animal. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, I don't think she learned her lesson from Fox News, because Marjorie Taylor Greene has another wild claim about the Dominion voting machines. And I mean, she's just, I guess she's just kind of stupid. I mean, we kind of knew that, right? Marjorie Taylor Greene's kind of stupid. Yeah. She's got an ego, and her intelligence doesn't have the ability to cash the checks that her ego is writing. That's, I think, the best way to put it. Anyway, all of that coming up in the next hour. I'm Scoot on the Air. It's a great Monday, and we'll be back on WWL. On the SOTA Rock Culture calendar, on this day in 1972, Chuck Berry had his only number one hit on the top 100. It was this song, My Ding-a-Ling. It was a novelty song about his ding-a-ling. Whatever could he be talking about? All right, I've got a comment about Donald Trump bringing up Arnold Palmer's ding-a-ling and how big his ding-a-ling was. I'm going to mention that in the next hour. All right, a lot more still to come. I'm Scoot on the Air. If you want to join us, the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. We'll be right back on a beautiful Monday on WWL.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Monday afternoon, I'm Scoot on the Air. It is the week of the Swifties and Taylor Swift coming to town with a concert Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night. She was just in Miami, and then she heads here. So it's going to be a big, exciting week with a lot of people from out of town in New Orleans. We're talking about politics. We are 15 days away from the election, so that's no surprise. And just, you know, a lot of fun stuff. You've got to find humor in all of this stuff, because it just gets so down and dirty that, you know, when Donald Trump appears at a McDonald's, you got to look at the funny side of that. Donald Trump doing fries, Donald Trump at the drive-thru window. Of course it was staged. Of course it's not real. And he didn't stay there for that long. But I think it was effective. I think those kind of things work. And I say that because of the mentality of the average American voter. Marjorie Taylor Greene is dumb. I mean, we know she's dumb by some of the things that she has said. Marjorie Taylor Greene must have forgotten that Fox News had to pay $787 million to settle a lawsuit. To settle a lawsuit because Fox News went along with the story that the Dominion voting machines during the 2020 election were switching votes from Republican to Democrat. It was not true. It was a lie. To the tune of $787 million. Fox News paid that. Marjorie Taylor Greene has now brought back that rumor, that lie. It's not a rumor, it's just an outright lie. And she told Alex Jones, of all people, the conspiracy theorist, that the Dominion voting system software was switching votes in her district from Republican candidates to Democratic candidates. And she said that many of her allies told her this, and she's taking the word of a self-described GOP voter who claimed that they voted, these voters, two of them, voted for her and former President Donald Trump, but their vote was switched to Democrats after they received a paper copy of the ballot. Well, how do they know how the vote was really registered? And you're going to believe one person? I mean, there were a lot of people who made up lies about Trump really winning the election. And I emphasize the word lies. So Marjorie Taylor Greene is resurrecting this. I would love for Dominion to just sue her ass and take everything she has. I mean, just don't be that stupid. And if Marjorie Taylor Greene says it, don't you believe it. And don't start calling this show. Don't start sending text messages like, you know, like this is a new story. Or like there's some legitimacy to it now that Marjorie Taylor Greene has resurrected this lie. Because that's, you know, That's what it is. If you want to join us for the comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. You know, I thought about this over the weekend when I saw highlights of the Saints game from the other night. The Saints were wearing those retro uniforms, which I hate. And I hate those uniforms because it reminds me of when the Saints were losers. Why put them in those uniforms? You know, who's to say that the Saints don't, you know, subconsciously think they're losers wearing those damn uniforms? I know that might sound bizarre, but I hate those uniforms. I don't mind the idea of, like, teams going retro, but man, why go back and wear retro uniforms when the Saints were just losers? It was bad back then. And so why wear those uniforms? So, you know, I can't help but think that, you know, the Saints maybe subconsciously look at themselves as losers wearing those uniforms. There were some really great college games on this weekend. There were some really great NFL games on this weekend. And the teams to beat are the 49. The teams to beat are the Chiefs. Man, they beat the 49ers handily. Brock Purdy has just lost the touch that he once had. And the Chiefs are doing really well. And the Lions beat the Minnesota Vikings, and the Vikings were previously undefeated. So some really good games. I watched a lot of football Friday and Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday as well. LSU won big over Arkansas. That was cool. Tulane had to come back to beat Rice. That was a tougher game than I thought it would be for Tulane, and the defense really won it for them, scooping and scoring on a fumble. And I mentioned this earlier, and I'll mention it again. There were two Georgia players ejected from the game for targeting. What is it about targeting that these players don't get in college and the NFL? We still see targeting. What don't they understand? I mean, I wonder, are they stupid? Do you not understand that you can't lead with your head? You can't lower your head. You can't launch yourself leading with your helmet into the runner or the receiver. You can't do that. And yet they do it. So I don't understand at this point why that continues to happen. All right, Ian, I don't know whether you picked up on this, but when Donald Trump was talking about the size of Arnold Palmer, the golfer, mm-hmm. the size of his ding-a-ling.
Yeah.
When Donald Trump was talking about that, he said something about all the golfers would shower with Arnold Palmer, and they all came out saying, oh, wow, he's quite a man. What, is everybody looking? Does everybody peek? I mean, I kind of mind my own business. And, you know, if I'm in a locker room with guys, I mean, I'm looking at people in the eyes. I'm not doing a, you know, visual search of their bodies.
It's been a while since I've showered, like, in a public place with other men.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, you see what you see. I don't really care. But the last thing I'm going to do is run and talk about what I saw in there.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I'm not running out and telling my friends, like, hey, you wouldn't believe this guy. Like, that's just not a topic of conversation ever, like, let alone on the campaign trail. Like, you got all these people gathered around to see you. And I know, you know, message discipline has never been his strong suit. He knows that people don't really show up to listen to him talk about policy prescriptions or his economic plans or what he wants to do about the high cost of housing or inflation. They just want it's like a stand up act. You know, it's like they're going to see, you know, a stand up act. And if that's what he thinks is going to be funny, then OK. All right.
Yeah, I agree. But, you know, you're in where was he? Latrobe, Pennsylvania.
Latrobe.
I love Latrobe. I've always loved Latrobe.
OK, sure. Sure.
You know, he loves every place he's been. So if Donald Trump shows up somewhere and he says he loves your city, don't feel special because he loves everything. Everything is so beautiful. The fries, doing the fries, it was so beautiful. It was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. You know, it's funny. But of all things to bring up in like, you know, trying to honor Arnold Palmer, you bring up the size of his, you know. Saturday Night Live was pretty funny. I mean, there were some moments. I didn't see all of it because there was a good game that was still on. So I was switching back and forth. But they did a takeoff on a shopping channel. And Michael Keaton was the guest host, and Billie Eilish was the musical act. But they did a Shopping Channel show where they were visiting with the cookie guy. And Ian, these cookies were, they were like large vanilla cookies with a pink center, just like a small pink center in the middle. And it was supposed to be a zombie eye. Well, then they said, but you get two of them. And they held them up, and it looked like a couple of boobs. And I mean, it was hysterical. Funny bit. Also, on Weekend Update, which is my favorite part of the show, they said Donald Trump asked the question, why wasn't the Civil War settled? And Colin Yost said, it was, until you came along. Also, Biden killing Hamas leader. Biden said this is a path to peace. And then Saturday Night Live said, that's the name of the home he'll be going to soon, Path to Peace. Also, they did a bit on Victoria's Secret that they wondered, this person was doing a commentary, wondering, why doesn't Victoria's Secret, you know, show real underwear? You know, like real underwear that women wear, as opposed to these contraptions that women wear, stuff that looks like it might be totally uncomfortable. And why don't they, you know, like real underwear, like something that, like a pair of underwear that looks like a flag that went through a war. So, you know, there was some funny stuff on Saturday Night Live. I want to remind you that you can listen to this show whenever you want to, on your phone, wherever you are. You can download the Audacy app, Audacy. It's free. Download the Audacy app, and you could listen to all 3 hours. You could listen to 1 hour, or you could listen to highlights. And Ian is very busy behind the scenes posting this stuff live during the show. So if you missed anything, or if you come in late and you want to know what we're talking about, you can always go to the Audacy app and rewind it and check out what we're discussing at the time. I try to always bring you up to date, but I can't always do it. But the Audacy app is a great thing. So download that, or just tell your smart speaker to play WWL. Here are a few comments to something that came up over the weekend. Bill Hemmer on Fox News was challenging J.D. Vance to Donald Trump, saying that Democrats are the enemy within. And I posted a blog about this. It's on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. Just got well over 300 comments on it. Elmo says, stupidity is self-willed ignorance. That is the enemy within. Ironic, MAGA refers to themselves as patriots. Here's a comment from Rachel. Trump is like the Pied Piper. It amazes me how many people follow him. Shane says, yes, Democrats are definitely the enemy within. And then there's 46 replies to that. And this guy, David Lotz, or Lotz, I guess it's David Lotz. This guy, I don't know if he has a job, but he is so present on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. I commented on one of his comments and said, man, dude, thanks for being so active, but I got to ask you, do you have a life? Because he's all over the place. No matter what I say or what somebody says, he's there to comment. But there were 46 replies to the Democrats are definitely the enemy within. The Democrats are not the enemy within. And my blog explains it. So before you comment, try and read the blog if you can. Here is a comment from Kim. It says, never forget, Trump says this was a peaceful love fest. And it's a picture of the riots at the Capitol on January the 6th. And the comments go on. All right, we'll take a break and we'll come back with some of your text messages. And if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talking Text Line is 504-260-1870. When we come back, we have to talk about Donald Trump's favorite farm animal. And he says it's so beautiful. He also says that Kamala Harris, if she is elected, she's going to get rid of this farm animal. I mean, that just seems like a ludicrous claim. But as Ian just pointed out, people who go to Trump's rallies, they don't want to hear about policy. It's like a stand-up routine. And then the dancing that he was doing at that wacky rally the other day, kind of crazy. All right, we're going to come back and talk about that. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1992, Madonna's book Sex was released. For those of you who don't remember, Madonna was like some of the promiscuous sexual singers today. And I don't think Madonna was, I don't think these singers today are any more shocking than Madonna was back in the early 90s, late 80s and early 90s. Madonna's sex book went on sale on this day in 1992 for $50. It was wrapped in Mylar wrapping, and it was supposed to be like you're kind of opening a condom. She was in various erotic scenes doing photographs that live out her fantasies, you know, like a virgin, you know, touched for the very first time. That was controversial. And she was fired by Pepsi, you know, years later when she did Like a Prayer, condemned by the Vatican for kissing a black priest and dancing in front of a burning cross. That was sacrilegious in the minds of many. And even MTV banned her racy video, Justify My Love. I mean, MTV banned the video because it was too sexual. And MTV had a lot of sexual stuff on. So, you know, don't think that Cardi B and some of these people today are any more sexual than Madonna was back in the day. And I know that it's different in some ways, but in the context of those times, Madonna was every bit as controversial as somebody like Cardi B today. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. This is the band, the Insane Clown Posse. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, a very obscure group, the Insane Clown Posse. I don't know if we have any Insane Clown Posse fans listening to our show, but on this day in 2011, the FBI listed Juggalos. Juggalos are fans of the Insane Clown Posse, as a loosely organized hybrid gang, and put them on the National Gang Threat Assessment List. Said that Juggalos are rapidly expanding into many U.S. communities. They're recognized as a gang only in four states, but many Juggalos subsets exist in gang-like behavior and engage in criminal activity and violence. Law enforcement officials in at least 21 states have identified criminal Juggalo subsets. Now, most of them are, you know, simple crimes or drug use and possession, theft and vandalism, but some of them are like really serious felony assaults and thefts and robberies. So, you know, the Insane Clown Posse has this really strange group that is, you know, officially listed by the FBI as a gang. All right, let's get to a few of your calls. Let's go to Dwight in Algiers. Dwight, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot.
Hey,
how you
Dwight?
Doing, sir? Hey, you know, I wanted to ask you this, and there's something I just don't understand. When I watched that January 6th, I was like, what in the world is going on? This is not happening. Wow. When I listen to my politicians, they back Trump, and especially Scalise, he was the main one running out the Capitol. He was scared to death. He have something. He have something on them Republicans because they're terrified of him.
I know. I don't understand it. I have the same question, Dwight. I mean, a lot of those Republicans,
you know what I want you to do?
Him, they were scared.
They was. Did you see the movie yet? It came out like in February or March this year. Somebody knew something. It's called Civil War.
Well,
No, no, no. You got to watch it, Scoot. You know what it's about? They got three or four reporters. They're about to go and interview the president. But listen now, listen. They say he haven't had a live interview in over 16 years. That means what? He's been in office more than 16 years. And the only way they got him, yes.
There have been interviews.
No change of power. No. Listen, you got to listen to what I'm saying now. The movie.
Okay.
They on a journey to go across town to go and interview the president of the United States.
Okay.
POTUS. And the man said, well, he haven't had a live interview in over 16 years. So that means for me. All right. I'm telling you the movie.
Okay, the movie.
What they're portraying. The movie. So now when they get there, the only way they got him out of office in the end of the movie, they killed him. He had half of the military fighting him to stay out of the camp, wherever he was. I think he was in the White House. I want to say the White House. He had half of the military protecting him. The other half was fighting against him to get him out the White House. He was bombing citizens, United States citizens. You say he used the military to kill people that go against him.
When did that movie come out, Dwight?
That movie came out this year. Somebody knows something. Somebody. Civil War.
All right.
I know people listening. Watch that movie. Civil War.
All right, Dwight,
it's a great movie.
I'm going to look into it, okay? All right, I appreciate the call. Yeah, I mean, I can't take a movie too seriously. I mean, look, I would think that what happened January 6th, 2021 is a damn good story for a movie. I mean, a great story for a movie. In fact, a movie could take it beyond that and say, well, what if they succeeded? Now, remember, they lost. All of those people who got involved in that, they lost the battle. They did not accomplish what they wanted to accomplish. Because later that night, our brave politicians on Capitol Hill came back and certified the election. So they were all losers. And some of the losers are in jail. But that whole effort, they were all losers. And it wasn't a day of peace and love. I mean, we know that. That's just rhetoric. But again, you know, I mean, a movie's a movie. I can't take a movie too seriously. Let's go to Metairie. Ken, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. Couple little quick things. You were talking about the millennials and voting. It reminded me of myself. First chance that I got to vote, it was 1980, Ronald Reagan versus Jimmy Carter. And I was liberal, and back then, liberal basically was defined as open-minded. You know, nowadays, I don't really know what it stands for, but, you know, it was having an open mind. So I think the polls close at like 8 o'clock. So I, you know, I kind of waited, and I'm on my way to the polls. And Reagan, they had already announced Reagan as the winner, and I hadn't voted yet. But I still went, and I still voted for Carter back then. And you know why I voted for Carter? Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay, because I felt sorry for him. You know, it's really no, you know, that's how millennials think. I just felt sorry for the guy. No policies, no nothing. So anyway, that's a quick aside. I hear people constantly saying Trump lies, you know, Trump lies, Trump, these are Trump lies. Can you give me an example of a lie, a Trump lie?
No, I've done that enough, Ken. There are too many blatant. I'm not gonna appease that.
I'm
not gonna do it, Ken. There's too many. I've talked about some today. I'm not gonna have you put me on the spot to start listing lies because they're out there.
Okay.
We talk about them every day.
I apologize.
All right, Ken. They're obvious lies.
I apologize.
They're obvious lies.
Well,
so,
I guess what I'm saying is. Is it a lie or is it an exaggeration?
No, Ken, that's the problem. I don't, you know, if you exaggerate statistics, which is, you know, Kamala Harris lies in exaggerating statistics and policy and things like that. But these blatant, outright, deceitful lies by Donald Trump, that's a whole different story. That's a whole different type of lie. And the suckers that believe this, that's what's so amazing. These are American voters who believe this stuff. And it's not true. And there's no evidence that it's true. These are the lies that we talk about. But I'm not going to sit here and have you ask me to list the lies because we talk about them every afternoon. And there's not a lie to talk about every day. And sometimes the same lie comes up over and over again because Donald Trump refuses to stop telling what he knows are lies. If he doesn't know they're lies, then he's mentally disturbed. So he must know they're lies. So anyway, that's the best way I can respond to that. If you've got a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, on this day in 2015, Three Dog Night vocalist Corey Wells, he was one of the three voices of Three Dog Night. This is the day in 2015 that Corey Wells suddenly died at the age of 74. He was the lead singer on Mama Told Me Not to Come, Shambhalai, Never Been to Spain, and this song, one of my favorite Three Dog Night songs. I've talked to Chuck Negron on this show. That was a great interview. The other lead singer was Danny Hutton, I think, and this is the day in 2015 that Corey Wells passed away. But this was always one of my favorite Three Dog Night songs. All right, we'll take this to the break. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. You know, quite often, the Brits and the Americans have the same taste in music, but not always. Here's an example. On the Scoot on the Air rock culture calendar, on this day in 1967, this was the number one song in America. It stayed number one for 5 consecutive weeks. It never even hit the charts in the UK. And Lulu, who sings the song, who was in the movie To Serve With Love, is from the UK. So I thought that was interesting. All right, I'm Scoot. Let's get to a few more of your calls. Let's go to Charlie in Lafayette. Charlie, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing today?
Good.
Yeah, you know, the last call you had, you give me an example where Trump lied. I'm going to come back and say, well, could you give me an example where he actually told the truth?
Yeah, that's a good one.
So, yeah, I mean, really, you know, I don't even, dealing with these people, you know, it has to go in one ear and out the other, you know, and it's a shame that what he's done with, whether it was the Haitian migrants, putting them at risk, and the bomb scares, and the FEMA workers being put at risk with the misinformation about the disaster relief and all that. That's just a shame, and that's despicable, you know. And obviously, he talks about going, you know, our military going after people and stuff. I mean, it's sickening. But I really think that, to be honest with you, I mean, I've always thought he'd be a bully and despicable, but I personally think he has lost it. I don't think he's in control of his faculties, because why would someone say what he said about Arnold Palmer? Why would someone say go to a music thing to do everything? I think that the reason I actually did vote for Kamala Harris on Saturday, knowing she's not going to win the state of Louisiana, and I don't really like Kamala Harris, but here's my reasoning. She is much easier to control, because you're going to have a Republican Senate, and it's going to easily be controlled. Trump will, in a second term, will have nothing to control him, and you never know what he's going to do. I think he's lost it probably more than Biden did. You know, that's just my take on it.
Yeah, and you know, if Trump loses, I think it's a good point, Charlie. If Trump loses it in office and he doesn't have to worry about facing the voters again, and then there's also, you know, that Supreme Court ruling that presidents are really, they're really immune from a lot of prosecution when it comes to a lot of things they do in office. I just think this is a scary, scary setup for America, and I hope Americans are willing to deal with somebody who really doesn't seem to respect our election process. Charlie, always appreciate your call, and thanks for voting. Let's go to Biloxi. Norbert, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Norbert.
How you doing? Good evening.
Good evening.
I was just sitting here listening to y'all's talk show going home.
Okay.
I was just wanted to voice my opinion on the politicians on both sides.
Sure.
All I have to say is what they want you to hear to make you believe what they say, which a lot of them is about like vomit. And once they get in office, they're done. They're going to do what they want to do. I wish they would try to do term limit for senators and Congress and the House of Representatives, give them 2 terms and that's it, and get some new blood in there so the country can survive. Because right now, they're killing this country.
Yeah, I agree, and you're right. Candidates will do a certain thing on the campaign trail just to get your vote, and then they do whatever they want when they're in office. And that's just, you know, but the American voters have short memories, and they only remember what politicians do right before the election. They forget about the entire term, and what a politician talks about right before the election, that's what determines whether or not they're reelected, even though they've done things when they were in office that the voters disagree with.
I agree with you 100%. I just wish, you know, the American people would vote for their views instead of what the politician's views are, because that's the main thing you're voting for. You want your views and your opinion to be implemented in this country so we can make it better. So, you know, don't vote for who they are, black, white, green, whatever. Vote for what you want, your choices, what you want, your opinions. I think that's what should be better off than what's going on in this world right now, because everybody's negative. Negative, negative, negative.
Yeah. Norbert, I agree. I appreciate you listening to our show in Biloxi, and I know we have a lot of listeners along the Gulf Coast, and appreciate all of you tuning into our show in the afternoon. But, you know, a lot of people agree with Donald Trump. they love what he stands for. And as I've said, I think one of the attractive things about Donald Trump is that he is a bully. And there are people who want to be bullies, but they're bullied at work by their boss. They're suppressed in so many ways in their lives that they are living through Donald Trump's ability to bully people. And they wish they could do it, but they can't. I mean, I see some people try to do it on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. But, you know, a lot of these people, they're keyboard cowards. They don't call the show. They just do it on Facebook or Instagram. So I think a lot of people vicariously live through Donald Trump's, you know, tough-ass mentality because they would like to be that, but they really can't be that because of where they are in their lives. All right, look, this is just a positive note, and we've got the story on our website, WWL.com. LSU's 34-10 victory over Arkansas keeps LSU at number 8. Again, there wasn't a lot of movement ahead of them that could cause them to go up, but LSU remains at number 8, which is positive. LSU is playing Saturday evening, 6:30, at Texas A&M. Texas A&M is number 14. That is going to be a big victory. If LSU wins that game, a big victory for LSU. And at 6-1, LSU is in contention for the college football playoff berth, which is really exciting. And Brian Kelly is doing his job. He's doing his job as head coach of the Tigers because he says this is a team on the rise, and I agree with that. And there's going to be a lot of spooky people out this coming weekend. You know, not everybody can celebrate Halloween when it's during the week. This weekend is going to be a huge weekend for Halloween celebrating. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. All right, some people have wondered, why I continue to do my show from my studio in my apartment at West End and why I have barely been seen in public over the last month. Well, I went through a total transformation. It's explained on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. You can go there right now. I posted a picture following my total reconstruction, and you can take a look at that now and comment on it as well. All right, second guest with Bobby and Mike Dottilier coming up from the Silver Slipper Casino. Saints are in a 5-game rut. They'll talk about that. What do the Saints have to do? They'll also talk about LSU's win over Arkansas. I want to thank our program director and brand manager, Daya Newman, assistant program director, brand manager, senior producer of our show, Ian Hoke, marketing manager, Dan Barron, news anchor, Chris Miller, and traffic with Joe Cardosi. As always, I thank you for being part of the show. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.